USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will know and report if China secretly offers support to Russia to help President Putin carry out his invasion of Ukraine.
If they are going to be part of Putin and his barbaric conduct in Ukraine, he's going to run the risk of discrediting his own nation.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Illinois Democrat saying the U.S. will know if that's the case and report it. Russia claims it has deployed hypersonic missiles in its attacks against Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin weighs in on the usage of such a weapon and what he thinks it really means regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's apparent strategy.
I would not see it as a game changer.
President Biden set to leave Washington, D.C. Wednesday to take part in a NATO summit in Brussels. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend of work. It's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A new study is out regarding your COVID-19 booster shot.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
China wants to see a ceasefire and peace talks in Ukraine. That's according to the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Chen Zhang saying that China is sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine, but no weapons. However, he refused to condemn the Russian invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The southeast is bracing for severe weather starting Monday. Forecasters say the spring season will kick off with a severe storm system through the region caused by a southward plunge of the jet stream colliding with moisture from the Gulf. The storms could produce tornadoes, damaging wind, and large hail from the central United States to the Gulf Coast. Flooding rain is also possible from the south to the Midwest. Senate confirmation hearings begin on Monday for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. President Biden picking the federal judge to fill the seat being vacated by Justice Stephen Breyer, who's set to retire this summer after the current Supreme Court cases. The hearings by the Senate Judiciary Committee are expected to last 4 days. As far as what to expect from the Republicans on the committee, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Newsmax,
I think we should vigorously scrutinize a record. Now, one thing I can promise you, we're not going to replay the political circus the Democrats gave us with Justice Kavanaugh. You're not going to see Republicans go into the gutter. You're not going to see personal smears. You're not going to see the nastiness. But we do have a responsibility to carefully, to vigorously vet her record.
The Cape Crusader continues to rule the box offices, the movie remaining the top film in the United States and Canada, earning another $37 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.